So this morning's sermon doesn't really seem like a regular sermon. We are going to sing the first Noel, verse by verse. And in between the verses, I'm going to offer up some reflection space, some questions, maybe some background there. And I invite you, with the Spirit, to be thinking about how God is using not only the Christmas story, but this hymn, the first Noel, to give you some good news and guidance this day. Just a little background to the first Noel. This traditional English carol was first published in 823 in a book entitled Some Ancient Christmas Carols, although its actual origin is unknown. The hymn consisted first of nine stanzas, which we are not doing today. The word Noel is a joyous expression of greeting to celebrate the birth of Christ. And so it's difficult to trace the origins of this anonymous English carol. And while some scholars believe that it cannot be older than the 17th century, there are others that suggest it may have originated earlier than that. And so this traditional English melody is named the first Noel for the first words of the carol. And it was first published in 1833 by William Sandys, a British amateur musician who did much to preserve traditional carols and interest people in using them. And here we are in 2024 using what he has recorded for us. So I invite us to be in a posture of prayer and reflection, meditation as we go with God's presence, and we sing the first verse and refrain of the first Noel. And you may remain seated for these. They were just doing their job, working second and third shift, watching their sheep, and keeping them safe from predators. They are what we call today, perhaps, working poor. Overworked and underpaid, they must have longed for more out of life. And in that field, they may have questioned their purpose, worried about making ends meet, stewing over a relationship that turned sour, going point by point over a mistake that they had made. They were just living their life, the same life we know, with worries and concerns. Before angels, before any big announcement about a Messiah being born, it was a typical, normal day. Think about your typical day, your daily rituals, making coffee or breakfast, feeding the cat or dog, watering plants, watching or reading the news, going to work, even sitting in traffic. Christmas begins with a typical day. The birth of God breaks through the everyday, familiar, even mundane parts of life. So what does the Christmas story alert us to in our everyday life? How might we live each moment, even simple moments, anticipating the inbreaking of God in our lives? By choosing poor shepherds, what is God telling us about who is worthy of receiving angelic choruses? and who certainly deserve our attention and care. God enters the mundane, shining, guiding, both in the daytime and in the nighttime. What does this say about God? In times we need help and support. When was the time when God put a star in your life? Who or what happened that let you know if you followed, you would be led to green pastures, to sit beside still waters, given good news you needed for that moment. Three sages, wise men, more accurately, astrologers, those who studied stars, were guided to witness the birth of Jesus. They came from the East, which means they were foreigners who spoke different languages, wore different clothes, and worshipped different gods. Yet even then, God led them. Even they recognize this peace on earth for all. Christ was good news for them, for their families, for their faith, and their people. Many people will never set foot in our church or a church. That includes people who are formed by and have wholeness within a different faith tradition than our own. That includes people who have been hurt by the church, or whose experience of Christianity has been narrow, toxic, oppressive. That includes people who feel connected to God more in communities of friends, among activists, or within the beauty and wisdom of nature. God is bigger than the church. However, what about our mission, our presence in this community, that others, like wise men, could pause and notice, yes, that is good news. That is peace shalom for all people, for all creation. So take a moment, reflect on a Christ child that is not just for Christians, but for all God's children. The star rested above Bethlehem. It had led them to a place that brought them to God's presence. Over hills and mountains, the journey was not easy, but they died. Their spirits were restored, and they witnessed the Emmanuel. This morning, you all received a star word, a word that you are invited to follow this year, allowing God to move in new and interesting ways through that word. Like the Magi, you may not know what it is that is leading you. You may be trying to plot out, but you don't know exactly what this next year has in store for you. You don't know how this word may guide you through valley or mountain. And so I invite you to let God know that you trust God, that you believe the promises of God, and that God will lead you where you need to go. God breaks forth into the everyday moments of life, guiding us and leading us to the good news that is shalom on earth, that we may experience the fullness of God's grace. The good news of Christ will be recognized by those of other faiths and those who are poor and those who are on the margins. And if we can trust God, if we can loosen our grip of being right or being in control, the star will guide us home, right into God's own heart, the kingdom of God. So, what can we give in return for grace? What could we offer God to repay God? Nothing. How could we repay God for all God has done? What is gold or frankincense for the one who created it? However, we can offer our lives. We move in ways God moves. We can offer our gold to those in stables, to families in need, to those living in fear. We can develop a way of life that can stargaze, anticipate the breaking forth of God's word and movement in our lives. For on Christmas, The good news is that God became incarnate, that God took on body and spirit just like us, and knows the world we live and move, and will never leave us. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And Craig, can we sing for one more time? Thank you.